Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Influx HealthTech Limited H2 and FY26 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Dr. Munir Chandiwala, MD and Chairman. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Chandiwala.
Thank you for joining us for the FY26 earnings call of Influx HealthTech Limited. I hope you have had a chance to go through our latest financial results and investor presentation, which are available on the stock exchange. Joining me today are Mr. Ashish Shah, our CFO, Mr. Rishit Jhaveri, and Ms. Kisha from Capital Bridge Advisors, our investor relationship consultants. I would like to thank all the stakeholders for their continuous support in this journey so far. Let me begin by sharing a brief overview of Influx HealthTech and what defines us as the organization. Influx HealthTech is a contract development and manufacturing organization specialized across nutraceutical, cosmetic, pet care, home care, and Ayurveda. Our integrated model provides end-to-end solutions from product development and manufacturing to regulatory support, enabling our clients to focus on their core strengths such as innovation, brand building, commercialization. Our clientele includes many multinational corporates, high-growth D2C brands, niche healthcare providers across domestic and global markets. Our operations are supported by four manufacturing facilities located in Palghar, Maharashtra. These facilities meet the global standards and hold certifications such as GMP, HACCP, Halal, NSF, ISO 22000, ISO 14000, along with various regulatory approvals of Tanzania, Nigeria, as we have continued to expand our international compliance footprint. Innovation is the center to our operations, enabling us to adopt the market changes while consistently maintaining high quality and compliance standards. Moving to our operational highlights, we undertook several capacity expansion initiatives and strategic developments across our business segment during the second half of the year. Our most significant ongoing initiative is the development of a new facility, approximately 75,000 sq ft ground plus four floor structure, expected to become operational by July-August 2026. Upon commissioning, this expansion is anticipated to increase our overall installed capacity by approximately 2.5 times of the existing. Within our nutraceutical division, we have commissioned a new granulation line for tablet manufacturing with a processing capacity of 480 kgs approximately per day, enabling output of 24,000 bottles per day. The protein and snack bar line subsegment also witnessed a strong growth with demand more than doubling. In our beverage segment, we incorporate a fully owned subsidiary named Olahe Wellness Private Limited, with a 1 lakh cash investment to manufacture ready-to-drink wellness beverages. We are building out a canning facility and a carbonated beverage line with a Tetra Pak line already booked. Planned installed capacity is approximately 10,000 bottles per hour. Our product focus is on functional and ready-to-drink formats, including retard-based liquid nutrition products. Packaging innovation remains a key differentiator. We are among the only handful of companies in India to offer easy snap type technology. We have named it as Quick Snap, a pocket-friendly single-dose nutraceutical format which can be used in cosmetics, and have already secured initial orders for this format. In pet care, our current output stands at around 16 to 18 tons per month, with a near-term capacity expected to reach to 25 tons per month within the next 2 to 3 months. We have also ordered a high-capacity pet food extrusion line, upgrading from our 100-150 kg per hour to 1,000 kg per hour to support the long-term growth demand. On the client front, we have served the base of 718-plus clients with a retention rate of 98%, reflecting the strength of our long-term relationship and consistency of product quality. On the export front, we have received regulatory approvals for Tanzania and Nigeria, with currently Kenya under consideration. We have also established a new office in UAE focused on high margin opportunities in this region. Export growth continues at 10 to 15% annually, and we expect international market to be an increasing meaningful contributor going forward. Speaking on the IPO proceeds and capital allocations, I would also want to take a moment to address proposed variation in the utilization of the IPO proceeds, which we communicated to exchanges. As on March 31, 2026, of the total IPO proceeds allocated, CapEx of 13 crores have been utilized. The board has approved a reallocation of 10 crores primarily from surplus amounts across the veterinary facility and home care and cosmetic divisions towards the enhanced construction cost for the nutraceutical CDMO facility. This reallocation reflects a strategic decision to scale up the facility from 35,000 to 75,000 square feet with GMP compliant design, upgraded HVAC, and the enhanced material flow system. This scale up directly aligns with the future, with the strong demand visibility we are experiencing, enabling to establish a scalable, ready platform for nutraceuticals. The surplus funds facilitate these moves we generate strategically through effective vendor negotiation and a phased demand-aligned construction approach for our veterinary division, which optimized upfront cost without compromising our capacity commitments. This reallocation remains with the scope of our original capital expenditure objective to secure long-term sustainable growth. Coming on to the financial highlights, revenue from our operations stood at INR 80.1 crore in H2 FY26, registering 41% year-on-year growth, bringing full year FY26 revenue to around ₹146 crores. Segment-wise, nutraceutical contributed around 131 crores, up to 40.3% year-on-year growth. Cosmetic around 7.4 crores, which is 15.8% year-on-year growth. Ayurvedic product contributed around 6.1 crores, up by 88.9% year-on-year growth. The other segment comprising veterinary and home care reported 1.4 crore, reflecting 18.7% growth year-on-year. The EBITDA stood at around 15.2 crore for H2 FY26, up by 32% year-on-year, resulting in full-year FY26 EBITDA to be around 29.9 CR, with full-year EBITDA margin expanding by 72 BPS to 20.3%. PAT stood at around rupees 10.5 crore for H2 FY26, up by 38% year-on-year, bringing full-year FY PAT to 20.5 crore with the full-year PAT margin in expanding by 129 BPS points to 14%. Coming to employee expense, there was an addition to the workforce for the upcoming RTD and nutraceutical units. As we speak, the additional workforce is under training and there was an annual salary increment for the employees in the month of October, resulting in a significant increase in employee cost by 31% in H2 FY26 as compared to H1 FY26, bringing full year FY26 employee cost to ₹11.8 crores and 34% increase as compared to 8.8 crores in FY25. During the year, we incurred 25 crores in capital expenditure, reflecting our continuous investment in infrastructure and capabilities. Our balance sheet remained robust, with a cash surplus of 25.2 crores as on March 31, 2026. Cash flow from operations stood at rupees 3.9 crores. FY26 cash conversion cycle stood at 64 days, with debtor days improving to 84 days from 113 in FY25. Inventory days also improved to 99 days from 112 days in FY25, and payable days improving from 119 days from 248 days in FY25. Return on equity stood at 20%, reflecting efficient capital allocation. Asset turnover stood at 5.3x, reflecting strong operational productivity. So coming at the growth guidance, going ahead, the growth trajectory is expected to continue and improve. We aim to grow by 25-30% minimum in FY27 with similar margins. The progress we have made in this half reflects commitment and discipline to our team. We remain focused on execution on growth opportunities ahead. Thank you for your continued trust and support. We'll be now open for floor questions and answers.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Divi Kosar with Shubhkam Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So firstly, I wanted to ask, when will our new facility commission, and what is the size of the, what is the peak revenue that we can do from the new facility?
Yeah, hi, Kosarji. See, new facility, as I stated in my statement, by July, August, it should be ready. We will apply for licensing and everything at that time. The beverage plant which we have, that is the Ola Health Wellness also, it will take around 2 months time. That is also a similar August period you can expect to for us to apply for the license. And the size of the plant is around, see, we have expanded the size actually. So it was earlier 35,000 square feet, but somehow we were able to build it a bigger one. We have added floors. So it's approximately 35,000, and this will help us to achieve a long-term target by FY29 of 500 CR, approximately.
Okay. And sir, what is our peak, what can be our peak revenue after all of these plants commission? 500 CR is where the peak utilization will come?
Yes, see, whatever we are telling 2.5x, which is there, it is the machine commissioned. So factory, we were able to make it a little bigger than what we were expecting. So we were expecting around 35,000 square feet, and to commission that machinery to provide us 2.5x. Now what has happened, we have allocated or reallocated the plant, the money, IPO money for expansion of nutraceutical facility. So we still have scope to add more machineries and everything in future. But to start with, we don't want to change our machinery, planning and everything. So when we start, we'll be commissioning 2.5x of the current capacity. So which can take us to 450-500 CR in coming years, couple of years time. So this is our expectation and our will, which we look forward to do it. And we will still have space. If you require whenever strategy, see, it's a dynamic industry. If any new technology, something is there, we have space to react. So that is a good thing which has happened, which I feel it will contribute better strategically.
Okay. And so you said that the new plant will start from August. So how much revenue can it contribute in FY27?
In H2, we should start this, right, your operations, because we'll be applying for license and everything. But I feel the approximately we can say we can contribute around 40-50 crore maybe if we do well.
Okay. And finally, sir, what would be our margin guidance for FY27? Revenue is 30-35%.
See, we will be maintaining the PAT of around 15%, 14% approximately. It's quite fair to do in this industry, and we'll keep on. See, our margin maybe have gone a little bit down this month, which I this last H2 is because we have employed a lot of people actually, so salary and all. So we want to start it directly. We don't want to make the factory and search for people, so that it will again take a lot of training time because it's a technical field. So already there are people who are employed. Only we have to divide the team and take the new plant forward. So it will help us to reduce the time. So we realize that employees are very important, and we have taken the action a couple of months back and started building the team.
So 20-22% is a correct assumption, right?
So overall growth, the company will grow by around 30-40% minimum. So this is our target, and whatever the contribution of new plant is there, we'll definitely go ahead.
And EBITDA margin will be 20-22%.
Yes, approximately.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Pratiti Khara with Param Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
Congratulations on a great set of numbers. I just wanted to check with you on one thing. The gross margins have gone down from H1 to H2 and even from last year H2 to this year H2. I think it was at 44% in H1 and now at 39%. Just wanted to understand, is there some change in product mix or something, because that seems to have flown down to EBITDA as well.
Being in a CDMO, format of manufacturing, we will have this little bit of challenges. But see, we are having a mix of the high-end clients also and the medium-scale clients. So generally it happens that when we are producing the top clients more, so maybe our EBITDA goes down. So we realize that, and we are having a great mix of parties who can, balance the act. So this will happen, but we are confident that we can maintain the EBITDA very well as our production efficiency also will improve once the new this facility starts. So it will help us to still build the EBITDA better.
Sure. And
the gross margin better. Yeah.
Sure. And how are we looking at the H1 pipeline coming along with the order book?
So we will be having a regular growth of around 25-30% what we are having this one until the commissioning of the new facility which contributes. We are on track, and our cycle of, let's say average monthly cycle is on track as per last what we have done. And I think we should keep maintaining this margins. And
so this 25% 25-30% guidance of growth is after accounting for the new facility commissioning?
If you say year on year, we should do that. Even if the facility does not come in, for example, in the worst case scenario, so this will be the growth guidance definitely there. The new facility will contribute in its own. We are expecting maybe 20%, 30% more from the new facility.
Correct. So, yeah, because if we are seeing 2.5x revenue capacity increase, then we should also see that in revenue, because we've already, I think, grown 40% H2 at least.
So, ma'am,
yeah.
See, 2.5x, to be very honest, it's not possible to consume everything, all capacity in 1 year. So we'll slowly build. It's a three-year down-the-line plan, which we said around 450-500 crore. It's a prediction for till FY29. And but the regular growth is there. We have good orders. We have good client base. We have started a lot of new companies are rolled in with good names like Nykaa, Khandelwal Labs. There are many good names which have joined. Aristo is there. So the track looks to be good, and hope we maintain it and take it forward for the expected growth.
Sure. Just one last question. What is the current utilization of our facility at?
See, it's approximately all different segment has different utilization. See, first of all, utilization is not a big thing, ma'am, because we have grown that way. Always again and again, I say, we want to grow slowly only, in the sense we don't want to have big investment and then search for clients in machinery part. So right now, nutraceutical is somewhere around 72% utilization, cosmetic approximately somewhere around 55%, and pet supplement around 75%. You can say that much.
Okay.
But with so many variation of products, it can go 2-3% here and there, because it depends kya chal raha hai us din production mein. So that is also a key factor for capacity utilization. But it's not a worry inch also.
Okay. All right. No, thank you so much. That would be it. All the very best.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourself to two questions. Next question comes from the line of Shruti Malpani with Art AIF. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Shruti ji.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
All well, ma'am. Good afternoon.
Congratulations on the great set of numbers.
Thank you.
So then, I would like to ask, continuing to the previous question, that our gross profit margins have fallen. So I do understand the different set of mix, but has the pricing for our raw material changed? Or how has the chart been? Has that affected the falling gross profit margins? Have the prices increased?
See, as I said that, see, lastly, if you see the couple of months, yes, due to war prices, there has been a rise in the packaging material, laminates and all. So, we follow cost plus basis only, but there is always going to be a lag actually. So when prices go down, again, there will be a lag which will increase the margin. So this is a trend, because in-process material we cannot change immediately, and it has gone slowly up. So it's not that any material has gone directly steeply to 30% hike. So it's growing 2%, 3%, slowly it was grown. So that lag is there, but it will be covered, ma'am. So I am very confident on the gross margin. And this 2%, you should give me a benefit of doubt. I think we can increase also and make up the thing.
Yes.
And it depends on the product mix also, what we are doing that end. Sometimes bigger companies give you less margin. That is a fact. So we realize, we have seen that figures, and we are positive to make that happen better in the coming quarters.
So sir, the dip and the increase in prices, are they mainly for the packaging materials only, or
No, both. RM also is there, because if you see the coating material like solvents which are there, IP and all, it increased a lot. So that was there, but again, it is now on the, it is coming down to normal. Inventory we have increased. So a lot of things we have done so that we are not out of this. We have built up a lot of PVC foil we have kept in stock. So this all things have, yeah, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Sorry, please continue.
So this all is inventory also is a little bit increased because of this. We want to play safe. It should not be a shock that we don't have inventory to produce the raw material, the finished products. So overall, the gross margin will be better, and it will fluctuate a bit. It cannot be pin to pin, but yes, we will definitely do better in the coming quarters.
Okay. So then my next question is, so were we able to export anything to Tanzania in FY26? And are these orders are those B2G or they're B2B only for Tanzania?
See, Tanzania, earlier also we have shipped a few materials, but now, being after doing the official GMP achieved, so good clients like Aquatic and all, their registration process is going on. So already Tanzania, a couple of shipments have gone, which were regular products, but now it will be more official, in the sense, not official, but it will be more compliant with the regulatory of their Tanzania authority. So there are registration process going on, which can be, in 1 or 2 months, because export registration always take time. Dossier making is there, everything is there. So that whole process is going on. So I think around 14, 15 products are still getting registered there, which you will see in a couple of months' time.
But it will be completely B2B. No B2G segment we are targeting as of now.
B2?
B2G.
No, government we are not doing. So it's B2B only.
Okay. I'll join back with you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourself to 2 questions. Next question comes from the line of Tarun Krishna with iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My question is on the new capacity that we are putting up. Do we have enough clients to reach optimum utilization? And the second one is that how long are these contracts for?
See, in our field, we don't have long-term contracts. But yes, there are companies who have given plan of 1 year also, like Octavius, who is our second client right now, second highest client. Even if you see Novus, which is our first client, has given a 3 months projection. We don't have long-term projections, especially in this industry. It's not that Influx does not have. But in the industry, this pattern is not there. But and the first question is, how will we utilize the capacity? See, industry is growing and we anticipate the industry growth also. There are large clients who are there which we feel we can tap. The new facility will have a lot of auto lines and all, which will more cater to larger clients. And the current facility what we have, we can keep it to our medium and small scale clients also. So this is our strategy basically. So capacity build-up will happen. We are working on this and we are confident that slow and steady we should fill the capacity of this. And luckily we have more capacity which we can expand, as we have built a bigger factory. So it will help us out in future also.
Understood. And going forward, the incremental sales will come from the new clients or from the existing clients scale up?
See, we are lucky that our existing clients are growing. And if you see our top 50, 100, they are almost same. So they all are growing. And we are lucky to have them. So they are growing, we are also growing. So it will be a mix of both, but yes, the old clients have trust on us already. So they are also geared up to, they also have a lot of plans. If you see the Novus Life Science, and they also have a lot of plans to explore international market. They are just waiting for our facility to start. So initially, it won't be a challenge to, you know, like it's not that we are going to be empty. It's going to, yes, to fill. The capacity is big. So it will take time. That is a hard fact. It's not that I can fill it in 6 months' time, but yes. Slowly, steadily, we should do it.
Thank you. Mr. Krishna, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes on the line of Shriyansh Katani with SG Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, Munirji. I had a couple of questions. So, first was on the client concentrations. We have like, you know, half, although we have 700 clients, half the revenue is pretty much coming from 10 clients. So, just trying to, so if you could give like, you know, the contribution from the top one client, and if that is possible, and you know, what is the strategy to diversify that client base, like revenue in there. So if you could just give some.
Yeah, our top 10-20, you know, like clients are giving us approximately 30-40% revenue. There are many clients which are there, and these clients are coming in the top. See, a CDMO model is like, you have to understand everyone, every company has this life cycle. You have to understand that, and since last 25 years, I have experienced this. So we don't want to be dependent on the single client or, you know, like a couple of few clients. So there are clients which get space and they grow, and that has been happening. Novus was maybe in 2018-19, it was, you know, like above 100, but they are now top clients. So it happens that way. So we are comfortable because it balances the margin also, sir. See, we have to understand that the more the production we do, the bigger the client, they will always squeeze the margin. But the smaller medium scale client will balance the margin. So that is the strategy we keep. And also it makes us very safe as a manufacturer. Because any 2 clients, 10 clients goes, we are ready. We will not have that big gap with us. So we are not dependent on the particular people.
Right, yeah. My question was like, you know, more like we are very heavily dependent on the top 10 clients. If I see the investor presentation, like 49% of the revenue is coming from only 10 clients. So that's what I was trying to say. Although we have 700 clients, the top 10 pretty much have half, and then the 70 crores.
What happens, all the products which are there is almost similar and clubbed to the, you know, like there are multiple clients, but having similar products. Let's say protein bars is there. So similar formulas are given to multiple people. So that's why it increases the client base. But I feel it's more secure to have more clients. This client has grown, sir. So if you see these clients also who are top 10 or top 15, they are since us with last for many years. So they are growing, and I'm sure that many of the companies what we are doing, which are top 100, 150, which are there, from there also that 5-10% concentration will increase, and it will increase our revenue. So we bet on that because industry is growing and parties will grow and they will contribute us. So that's why we want to keep a big scale of like a big clientele.
Thank
you. Even in new clientele, we have our new set of strategies to be done. We have a ticket size and all, we are doing that. So we are maintaining that also. But abhi jo clients which are already listed with us, they are with us. So we don't want to leave them. Many are dependent on us, so we want to keep it. They will grow with us, I think.
Thank you. Mr. Katani, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes on the line of Javed Ansari with Manish Mundada and Associates. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, sir.
First of all, congratulations for good set of numbers. My question is regarding the subsidiary Ola Hair Wellness Private Limited. Why did you decided to create a wholly owned subsidiary rather private instead of keeping it in Influx? Like, are you trying to take it?
It's a 100% subsidiary of Influx.
Okay, so are you trying to cater different market segment or something with the ready-to-eat drinks, beverages?
So, yeah, it is an RTDC. See, we want to have a different name. The strategy is that we should not have as a company, we should not have anything onus on one single brand name. This is what I feel as a thing, because these are all regulatory markets. Even having another company, it helps us to have, more opportunity in international market also. Like, let's say many companies बोलते हैं कि हमको दो manufacturing unit चाहिए, because what happens के in one city, let's say in Niger or Nigeria, there is two distributor and one distributor Influx is doing. I cannot have an NOC for another distributor there. So this company can come into picture and give another NOC to another distributor. So it will help us to grow that way. Also, the onus should not be in one name, I feel, because anything happens to one name, then it will reflect to another in the worst case scenarios. So it will protect each other.
Understood. And my second question is regarding margin. Can you give a margin breakout, segment-wise margin breakout with Nutra?
Gross margin is approximately 30-35% in Nutra.
Okay.
Then in cosmetic also, it's slightly higher, better. It may be around 40% plus. And then veterinary, Ayurvedic, and this is around 30-35%.
Okay. And one last question. Just, are you trying to means producing plant-based protein or something like that?
Sorry?
Are you trying to develop a new product based on plant-based protein?
So we already are making, sir. If you see Plantigo, Wow, CS, this all protein on the Amazon is made by us. So plant protein we already are doing. We want to make a plant protein drink in Ola Hair. So this is a new challenge, because what happens, it's not stable in liquid line, rather ready-to-drinks. So we are getting a retort facility in the new, the beverage plant what we are going to have. So in this, we can have a ready-to-RTD drinks. So it's not powder, it will be a liquid base. So it's something different. Very few people will be doing this.
Thank you. That's all my side.
Thank you, Javed.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Chris Parekh with Parekh Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, Parekh, sir. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Mr. Parekh, please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Manish, sir, just a quick question. I think for us, the veterinary was our next big frontier compared to Nutra Group, correct? So
Yes.
We have recently relocated our 70 lakh back to Nutra facility. What changed in last 6-odd months for us? Was it because of the demand weakness in the veterinary as anticipated, or was it the Nutra business facing bottleneck issues and poses re-emergency of relocation?
See, veterinary as such a business is very small. So it's not that we are going to not focus on veterinary. I still believe veterinary is going to be a big, nice, you know, like a segment which is worth investing. The reallocation is that we can easily slowly build with our internal accruals. The core what we are looking, that is the 1000 kg plant, that already orders has been done for that. The facility is almost getting ready. So the core what was planned is always there. Yes, allied things which we are planning, we will do slowly because we will be ahead of time investing on the machinery and just keeping it, rather than investing on the Nutra where we feel we are 100% more confident and the utilization will be much better. So it's not that the veterinary is not going to, I still bet on veterinary and I'm very confident the market by 29-30 will be amazingly well. It will be mature market. Right now it is a little bit immature. It's not that we are focusing out, but the only thing is we are reallocating our machines and new old machines will come from the old this plant. We can reallocate there. So these are all things we have planned. So that, you know, like, but a core machine which is there, 1000 kg per hour, which we have ordered, this is on track and that will increase the capacity actually.
Okay, understood. So you know, you're trying to push veterinary, at least for now, we think that Nutra is something that we can more stand confident in terms of.
Nutra, we still do demand, sir. Veterinary also, we are looking demand, but the demands are a little small. Veterinary, Nutra, there is a lot of demand and I feel the people whom we are meeting or met and enrolled, I think, new contracts and design is amazing. So we will require a better plant and we plan to go 21 CFR, sir. So that is also one thing which we want to reallocate because 21 CFR is like a WHO in, you know, like that. It's like a WHO for Nutra. So bigger companies, if you want, let's say, good names which are there, multinationals are there, they will look. Even the market from outside, from US, UK, the local manufacturing has been tapped actually. So for them, we can be a choice of a manufacturer. So that is also one idea why we want to allocate in Nutra. In veterinary, yes, the industry is growing, but I think Nutra is growing faster. So that is the strategy behind the allocation. Yeah.
Thank you. Mr. Parik, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Nishant Gupta with Minerva Capital Research Solutions. Please go ahead.
Hey, sir, two questions from my side. One, sir, just a clarification. You mentioned at the start of the call, the company will grow at 25 to 30%. Then to one of the participants, you mentioned you will grow probably at 35 to 40%. Could you please confirm what will be the growth rate for 27?
On the humble manner, 25 to 30 is the humble thing, which we always look forward. Looking at the, you know, like the 30-40% is what we have achieved earlier also. We will look forward to do that, but in a humble manner, we want to do minimum 25-30. This is there. But we'll go ahead, sir. Yeah.
Sir, could you also quantify what would be the expanded quantity in the three segments in kilogram per day? Like from 17,000, what will be the nutraceutical? And similarly for the other verticals, could you quantify the installed capacity?
See, by kg, it is very difficult for me right now. But if you want, I can mail you for the details. Because we generally speak on numbers more because the bottle unit and all. But if you want, I can just drop a mail with a brief thing. So, see, average out, if you see 2.5x is there. So, that is the capacity what we have calculated. Now, if you want to break it down, then I have to work on it, sir. I'm sorry, I don't have the figure exactly with me right now.
No problem, sir. I was just asking in the context that since you're reallocating the funds, so is it okay to take a 2.5x across the three segments and I mean, that would not be the right metric since nutraceutical would be the
other part. See, 2.5, why I'm telling, the machinery what we have planned is almost same. So capacity, maybe people must be thinking by space, but I always think capacity by machinery. So the machinery is all same only. So Nutra, we have built a bigger facility which will, it may be a beneficial after 2-3 years, maybe let's say we use our 2.5 capacity. Now what? So another building we have to do, maybe a factory. But our current Nutra will have that space to expand our machineries on this. So our core machinery is remaining the same. Only the infrastructure, the capex which is there on the civil side, that we have reallocated here and there. Rest remaining, everything is same.
Thank you. Mr. Gupta, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Surendra Reddy with Chartered Investor Community. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I have two questions, and the first one is, like you told that in the presentation that Tanzania audit has been completed and we are opening an opportunity. So how long, like how much revenue we are expecting from that, and which sector we are expecting to grow better from that, sir?
See, Tanzania as a country is being regular. How Nigeria is there, Tanzania also is going on the same line. So Tanzania, see, African market is very big. So Tanzania also is one of the big countries which plays a very important role. Even Kenya is there. I think we have not tapped Kenya that way. We are sending goods to Kenya, but we have not taken the approvals or, you know, like our company registered there. Tanzania, already Aquatech is there. There are a couple of more clients who have already started their registration there. So slowly we'll build up. Very difficult to tell a number. But yes, it will have a definitely, if you see our export contribution, maybe around 10%, 20% export contribution can come from Tanzania in this.
Okay.
So it's a slow build-up process. It's not that immediately revenue will happen. Exports are always documentation based. And so it can be done.
Okay. And also, like one more question, sir, on the pet care and veterinary side. So as of now, we are doing 1,000 kg per hour, and you mentioned in the presentation that it is going to be like increased by 8x. So we are seeing a significant growth, like the new markets were seeing and the new capacity is coming. But based on the guidance we are giving 25 to 30, so I kindly request you to maintain a fair presentation rather than like a very conservative.
See, 150 kg per hour is the capacity right now. 1,000 kg we will be capacity utilized. We will having the machinery. It's not that we will be utilizing 1,000 kg immediately. So that is the thing we have to understand. Even 1,000 kg installation plant, it will increase our margin, sir. Because this what we have realized in the micro and medium scale plant which we have right now. Let's say it's a 150 kg, but we can remove 100 kg, 120 kg. It is that way. So that's 20-30% loss is the operational, you know, like the time which it takes to clean, to, you know, like calibrate, all these things. This 1,000 kg will give you, actually it's a 1,200 kg plant. So it will give us a 1,000 kg output. And slowly we will build on this. It's not that the day one se 1,000 bana lunga. Aisa nahi ho sakta.
Okay, sir.
Slowly we can build the capacity. Sorry?
Follow-up question. So is that the guidance is like very conservative or like it can be easily matchable like that? That's like 35,000 guidance over the game?
I didn't get it. I'm sorry.
So the 35,000 guidance we are mentioning is whether like that is like a very conservative or like it's like a phase guidance over the game?
It's a regular, I will not say very high, not less.
Thank you. Mr. Reddy, please join the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Kumar Saurabh with Scientific Investing. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on good set of numbers, sir. My question is around the SKU. Like from customer perspective, you have given data top 10 customers contribute 50% of sales. From a SKU perspective, if you can give some color, like what percentage of SKU gives 50% of sales or 80% of sales, because we manage so many SKUs, 3,400, and still we are managing the whole supply chain, working capital in a good manner. So if you can throw some light on this.
So see, Nova Solo, if you see, we are doing around 160-170. New registration for the international market also is going on. So I don't have exact figure, I'm sorry for that, but I can give you just of it, maybe around 15-20% maybe SKUs, because I think they also are large clients and they have a variety of products. So maybe around 15-20% you can say of the customers they must be doing. But if you want exact figures, I'll write away to you, sir.
I am just looking at, do we really cater to like 3,400 SKUs, or within 300-400 SKUs the whole revenue gets generated, 90% of the revenue gets generated, and hence it is easier to manage so many SKUs.
So we have so many SKUs, we have variety of products, sir. So that is the charm of the company. Though it looks a little bit less on the lower side of the people, but there are people who are doing pop chips, there are people who are doing protein bars. They will grow, sir. See, in a CDMO model, I feel the parties will grow, sir. So we have to give them a little bit of hand. and space, parties will come up, sir. The top 50 client, top 100 client are from that 700 client only. So slowly they build their product after 2-3 years. You see, Avolt is one example. We have given 2,000-3,000 bars. Right now giving 1 lakh bars, sir. So it must have come in top 50 right now. Only they are making bars with us. So these are trends which happen. We also invest in companies. We feel that a party अच्छा होगा तो हम इसका थोड़ा support करते हैं. And nothing harm in that. We get good margins also, sir. उसमें तो उनका भी plus point हो जाता है quantity में और हमारा भी margin balance हो जाता है. So that's a we are managing, sir, and we are able to manage. We have built 25 years, we are doing this, sir. So, what easy is, that's why other people can't do it. It's not SKUs. So, Inflex is known for a variety of products. And this is our strength. I don't want to lose my strength.
Thank you. Mr. Saurabh, please rejoin the question. Question comes on the line of Ashish Soni.
Sir, regarding employee increase, so can you break up between the new plant and the senior level management? And I think you spoke about 21-year right certification. So just give a break up how many you have planned across this thing at least.
See, employees we are employing is because, see, I'm making a CEO team. I have 3 people, for example, below me now. My CFO has a couple of people in the team. So we are trying to build teams. Even my COO has now around 4 to 5 people who are in the planning. So we are breaking our work so that when the plans are ready, we are more focused on top and these people can take over the daily operations. So overall, if you see QC people have increased because we need to divide the QC people also, even R&D. So wherever the strategically is there, there are many people employed extra. Right now they are getting training and they will be shifted to their respective places. We even have Ola Hai ka BD team members. 3 people are employed. They are under training of RTDs and also we'll shift them from Inflex to there so that it becomes a little bit smooth. Maybe such a training then I start it becomes very difficult.
Second question next question is on the exports and I think you spoke about Nykaa being your customer. So do you think export wise in 2-3 years down the line how much percentage revenue contribution can come and Nykaa, because I think it's more cosmetics, so how much growth we can expect in cosmetics division in the next 2-3 years?
So for Nykaa also we have made a nutraceutical only, sir. So we have made a ACV this. No doubt we have got entry there, so that is a good sign. Because Amazon also is there, Swiggy is there. These are all companies who are trying to build their own brand, so we are in touch with them. We are trying to, you know, like explore them and they also have, we had a couple of meetings. So these are companies with good names, which slowly they will build up. My Duty is one of them. I don't know if you have heard of them. It's similar to Novus, which is there. We are making their omega-3 veg. So their SKU also have increased. So export also, if you see, it's growing slowly. Export market, because our registration, NSF, we again had a second audit of NSF on 5th of May for 5 days. So we have done that. And we are sure that we will continue with this. So export margin, export quantum also is growing slowly. People are accepting us. Right now maybe we are doing around 15-20%. But year on year we can increase our 5%-7% that way for the export quantum.
Thank you. Mr. Soni, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes on the line of Shruti Malpani with Arth AIF. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, Shruti ji.
So, sir, I have some follow-up questions. So, sir, our non-current assets under that, we had long-term loans and advances, which increased from 62 lakhs to 9.19 crore. So, what does this increase owe to? Like, who have we lended or what is this amount for?
So, these are machine advances, ma'am.
Okay. So, the complete increase...
Yeah, these are all machine advances which are there. So because we need for the IPO and all, but the new plant and all. So it
is that. Okay, so it's completely.
It's it's related to the work we are doing in progress for the expansion.
So like the work wouldn't that go under CWIP? Like the advance part I understand, but other than that, shouldn't that go in CWIP?
I'm not sure, but I'll ask.
Because under CWIP, we already, have amount. But okay, no worries.
So basically what happens, you can, once you get the machine, then this will go into that account. Right now we're paying the advance, no?
Thank you. Ms. Falpani, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Neeraj Thakur with Profit Tantra Financial Services LLP. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for taking my question and answering so patiently. Sir, I have one question, sir. Like, just in broad view, sir, if you can give, like, how is the competition intensity and what is our strength compared to competition, sir? Like, why customers should come to us? Like, what is our strength, sir?
Yeah, so see, as I said, we are catering to large number of clients with large number of the biggest portfolio, sir. I feel we have the widest range of nutraceutical cosmetic to offer to clients. This is one of our competitor advantage. Secondly, we work as a 365 CDMO. So we have our in-house regulatory service, we have our designing service. So with all, even we have a back-end for a printing unit. So as a company, we are trying to deliver, when a party comes, so he does not have to run around. So that is a competitive advantage, sir. And batch sizes, we can have a bigger batch size, smaller batch size. Our machines are there which can cater to this. So this makes more the client more comfortable with us.
Okay. And sir, one more. In the last con call, you mentioned about there were some challenges with that packaging unit where you were facing some problems, and you told that you are working on that, expanding that packaging thing also. So
packaging,
how is that doing? Packaging, sir, like once the products are there, then working on something to expand your packaging to be more efficient like that.
So I'm not... So packaging in the sense, I think you are talking about the product packaging.
Correct.
Yeah. So product packaging, we are expanding, sir. That's why you can see the good figures. We have increased. Even yesterday, we have installed we have taken a machine which is auto-coater in our factory. So it will get installed in coming week's time. It will increase the efficiency of coating, sir, and the quality. So team machine ka kaam ek machine karega. So we'll have a reduced manpower usage also. So these all things are there, which will increase the efficiency also. Yes, definitely coating din mein jyada karenge hum tablets ki. So this is a continuous process, sir. We'll keep on doing this because when we feel our capacity is getting tight, we will increase the capacity by procuring more machineries, more automation, or more manpower.
Thank you. Mr. Thakur, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Siva with iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. So my first question is regarding the products that we deal with. So under nutraceutical, which product contributes most of the revenue to us, sir? So we have like whey protein, we have gummies, we have multivitamin fish oil, we do all this. So could you maybe name top three products where we get most of our revenue from?
See, our main revenue comes from tablet capsule powders. These are the three main things which we can do. If you bifurcate inside, just one time whey protein we were doing, but whey protein is very costly right now. But plant protein it has taken up. So subcategory wise, yes. But if you see department wise, tablet and powder gives us around 30%. Capsule is around 15-20%. Gummies is also 15-20% approximately revenue. So traditional way of the traditional formulation methods are as good as the newer ones formats.
Understood, sir. So and the recent price increase as well, like you mentioned, whey protein has gone up like 50-60% over the past 6-8 months only. So is this cost entirely passed on to our customers?
See, it is passed to them, sir. There can be a little bit lag, but it is passed to them. As if we don't do much whey protein now, because whey protein, the market is, very price-oriented and there is a lot of less margin into it. So people also have, the market also have shifted to plant protein, yeast protein. There are multiple things which are going on and which has a better margin. But we do cost plus margin-based calculations only. So any rise of rates will definitely be implemented to it. Only it should not be in process. Because generally what are in process, then, can be a little tricky. We cannot just increase the rate immediately.
Thank you. Mr. Shiva, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Tarun Krishna with iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. You mentioned Novus is supplying us raw material, and it is helping us with the working capital. And going forward with the incremental sales, how much do you think we will get the working capital benefits from these big customers?
So Novus is, no doubt, they are supplying few of the goods, raw materials for themselves, but we have reduced them drastically. You can see our, the reduced cycle in the payables. It has reduced because of them only, thanks to Novus. So they have listened to us because they like to send their goods, the raw material and all. I don't know why, because we are equally, we have the equal good rates which we can get from the market. But he's a market guy, so the payable days have decreased a lot. And that's mainly due to Novus thing. So Novus inventory is lesser right now than what it was previously.
Okay, understood, sir. And we are a B2B company entering B2C. So how exactly, so marketing can be a hurdle for us. So how are we going to?
We are not entering into B2C service. I'm sorry, sir, but we are not entering into B2C category. We are only pure B2B category, sir.
Okay, I am misunderstood. Okay, that is it from my side.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Atharva, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity, sir.
Yeah,
thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to ask, you said veterinary section is going to grow nicely in coming years. Can you tell me if you can give a detail on how big is the veterinary market in India, and what do you think the percentage growth would be?
The veterinary market is, I don't know exact figures, but year on year it is growing. You can see and feel it across. I don't know if you are in the one-tier city, two-tier city, you can see the shops which are coming up and the amount of queries we are getting. Because it's still a market which is going to mature. So figure-wise, I don't have as such right now. I can write to you what exactly the market size is. But yes, overall, the feeling, the market, the query what we are getting is much more than what it was. You see, Reliance has entered into the pet care market. Allana has entered. They are doing 1,000 kg per hour. They have booked a machine of 5,000 kg per hour. Just see the immenseness of this. So they will be producing 50,000 kg per day. Huge it is. So everyone anticipates this. Looking at the family which is going to happen, maybe the core, nuclear families which are going to happen. So this all companionship market is going to grow.
My question was on follow-up on this only. So can you give a kind of percentage on what would be the market share you have right now?
So right now, of the total market. Or see, I can
Where you work in, maybe in India itself, not outside
Yes,
India.
Influx revenue, it is contributing around 1.5% approximately. But overall market, it must be very less, sir. So if you see, you want to see, Drools is the one of the biggest Indian player which is doing good. That can set a benchmark. And we look up to that to reach to what Drools is doing. Even we have booked a new machine for pet chews. So that is in the sea right now. Maybe in 15, 20 days we'll get. So that is also one of the amazing market. Because normal tablets are not good, palatable for regular pets. So this chews or compressed, compressed tablets, this is a different form of making tablets. This will improve the palatability. But I don't have exact figures, sir. I'm sorry for that. We must be very small compared to the Indian market completely. And we have good opportunity. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Atharva. Please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Ashish Soni from Family Office. Please go ahead.
Sir, any particular reason for not going for more share on the cosmetics, because the margins are more there?
We are definitely trying, and if you see the last 3, 4, 6 months sale, month by month is definitely increased. We have started aerosol, and if you see Skinspired 80 plus, that is number one in Amazon right now. It's made by us. That is the brand name. So that brand only is contributing around maybe summertime 20-30 lakh per month. So that way our focus is there on cosmetic, yes. And we have booked innovative machine also. We'll be very happy to share images very soon. So it is some different type of machines only, which will have some visual, like nice visual appeal for the cosmetic creams and all. So there are no companies as such. I saw this in some exhibition and I booked there from China. So we have focus on this, sir. Cosmetic is only 3-4 years old. So slowly it will build up, and I'm sure coming years, wo Nutra ko takkar karega, sir. So because it is amazing science.
Thank you. Mr. Soni, please rejoin the queue for more questions. Next question comes from the line of Kumar Saurabh with Scientific Investing. Please go ahead.
So my question is around the expansion money required for growth. So for next 2-3 years, whatever growth capex we need to do, how much money will be needed, how much will come from internal accruals, and what is the plan for debt and equity?
See, right now we have supplied our money for which is the IPO proceedings we are doing. So right now we don't look forward for debt and anything. We don't require also. This year we have
So then next around year we don't expect any dilution.
No, sir, no. And this year also, I think 4.5 CR we have put in with the internal accruals, I think. So this all things we have done. So internal accrual to chali raha hai apna, but we have sufficient funds to operate, and I think take the IPO proceeding ahead. And we don't intend to have any debt right now.
Okay, great. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you so much. I thank everyone for joining and truly appreciate your questions. I hope I have been able to address them satisfactorily. In case if an aspect which I must have not able to explain or you need more clarity, you can please reach out to our IR partner, Capital Bridge Advisors, for any further query. Thank you again for your patience, for listening.
Thank you. On behalf of Influx Health Tech Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your line.